mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. It's been said that Mussolini raised his hand towards heaven and said, God, if you're there, then strike me dead. Well, God did accommodate years later. But some might say, I just don't believe it. Well, then let's take a look at history and see if this law is true. Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine, but he himself was drowned. Bajazet was carried about by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians. Soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out, of which he himself died in great agony. Valiants caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and were burned alive. He was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage, where he himself was burned alive. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. Marie Antoinette, riding to Notre Dame Cathedral for her bridal, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. She could not endure the sight of these miserable ones. Soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding toward the place of execution amidst crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and as hard as granite. When Follen was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, "Let them eat grass." Afterward, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with grass. What of Voltaire? At 17, he stood in a crowded auditorium and said of Christ's first disciples, "It took 12 ignorant fishermen to build Christianity, but I will show you how one Frenchman can destroy it." If we could destroy the Christian religion, we must first of all destroy man's belief in the Bible. Voltaire boasted that within 100 years of his death, the Bible would disappear from the face of the earth. Voltaire died in 1778, but the Bible lives on. The irony of history is that 50 years after his death, the Geneva Bible Society moved into his former house and used his printing presses to print thousands of Bibles. This is no time to make new enemies, when asked on his deathbed to forswear or renounce the works of darkness. His nurse said, "For all the money in Europe, I wouldn't want to see another unbeliever die." All night long, Voltaire cried out for forgiveness. Just think, Voltaire spent his whole life fighting against God and his word to only find out that God and his word were always true. What of John the Baptist? Herod Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist, and Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. In the summer of AD 39, Herod's money and territory were turned over to Agrippa. While he and his wife were exiled, and Herod Antipas died miserably, Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Pilate fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula, was exiled to Gaul, and eventually committed suicide there in Vienna. What of those responsible for rejecting the words of Christ? The Jews of the day, who heard and rejected Christ, were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father. In 70 AD, about 40 years after the Passion of Christ, to the number of 1,100,000, besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery, and 2,000 were brought with Titus in his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild beasts, Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world." He also said, "I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter. From the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail to properly scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. With that said, folks, welcome to the show. Also want to let you know, if you want to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. There's 10 to 15 articles every day from contributors all over the country, constitutional attorneys, speaking of which. John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute will be with us tomorrow, and he's going to go ahead and share with you the content in which he has received and the information which he has received, showing you how this current administration is hiding behind much of what you've seen be played out against the illegals. It's not only aimed at them, friends, rest assured. If that was the case, they wouldn't have allured them in the first place. Remember, they create the problem, then they come behind it and play the problem solver. They restrict your rights, and the only way that that happens, friends, is when you forfeit your rights. Your rights cannot be taken away, okay? They're inalienable. And the bottom line is you need to understand that if they're given away or forfeited, that's on you, not on them. Okay, read 1 Timothy 6:12 when you get a moment as well. But again, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, 10 to 15 articles from contributors all over the country that are actually in the culture war, like the Sons of Issachar knew the times, so do they. And they're actually bringing about the resolve and making reference to the law that condemns the crime rather than magnifying the crime against the law, which you never hear about, concerning how you are supposed to bring resolve concerning the issues in which we face today. Again, read 9:24 of Jeremiah, Isaiah 26, verse 9, and Isaiah 51, verse 4, because what do we see across the boards? We see that righteousness has been turned into wormwood. What does that mean? Because the said setting judges and politicians throughout the country have basically sold out. They've taken the gift that blindeth the eyes. They've sold out judgment to the highest bidder. And that's what it means when it says that righteousness is turned into wormwood. Okay, so if you do your commentary studies, you'll all always understand as to what that's about and how it applies today, folks. You have the answers throughout the Bible, which remain applicable to every issue that we have in this country. And if we fail to actually observe what the Lord commands us to do, and we fail to bring it forth and execute the law unto judgment, establishing righteousness and peace within the gate, then we deserve what we get. Read Amos 5:15 as well, when you get a moment. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. P.S. If you want to call in, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. As you all the well know, we just got back from off the road once again. We were in Ormond, Florida, and it's interesting how it works, folks. We do an event, and then all of a sudden we do two or three more events just from that one event. I'll share with you some more information in the up and coming weeks and months concerning the event that we did in Ormond as to how the Lord works. It's pretty amazing. It truly is. Then we also went down to Pensacola, Florida, did an event there that breaks out into about two or three more events as well. With that said, we do have Minnesota coming up on May 31st. We're going to be in the backyard of Minnesotans here who are under attack by their criminal governor, who's under 60 open investigations right now. I'm not kidding. 60 open investigations. And this tyrant, treasonous criminal, Tim Walz, pedophile, don't forget that one, and his little sidekick, Mr. Keith Ellison, the appointed attorney general from the CIA, of course, massive voter fraud taking place in this country. But with that said, friends, they're both assailing the people in the state of Minnesota. The new one is they're trying to force homeschoolers now to take the vaccinations. Did you guys know that we can now equate the vaccinations? Did you know those experimental bioweapons? It's not at 20 million anymore. Do you know that the equivalent concerning the number of deaths from those bioweapons that were given unto you by none other than the father of the vaccine, who now resides in the People's White House? Did you know that it's now up to 30 million people worldwide that are dead from the shot? 30 million people murdered by their own government. But again, I've said over and over and over again, because what we're seeing here, friends, is everything is coming full circle now back to the responsible party. You're going to reap what you sow, Galatians 6, 7, and 8. And what am I talking about, folks? I mean, folks, we're sitting in a country today where we allow the government to illegally sanction the murder of its own children to the equivalence of 80 million people. So we're just getting started here, because what we're going to see at the end of the day is God is very exacting in his justice. And what's going to happen is for every drop of blood that's shed today, there's going to be recompense for that blood shed concerning the accomplices to the crime. And that would be the 345 million people that sit back and allow government to do the things that they're doing today. Because I think the American people, more so than anything, have failed to understand that they are the government. We, the people in this country, are the governments. And I can't reiterate that enough, folks. I cannot reiterate that enough. As a matter of fact, let me show you something right now. This guy, I want you to see this, and you'll hear it. It's a guy that put on the side of his brand new truck a sign. It's in Texas, brand new Ford. And what it says on the side of his truck's Ephesians 6, 13 through 17. And then it says, Pfizer murdered my son, Ernesto Ramirez. Ernesto Ramirez. So again, folks, pay attention to the fact that not everybody's forgetting about what's going on here. Not everybody's forgetting. They're not going to let it go. People across the country, they want justice. They notice that they're not getting justice. They're getting more injustice. They're seeing that their said attorney general is attacking the illegals, and rightfully so, but she's doing nothing to bring about justice concerning the treasonous governors that illegally allured them in. On top of that, going back to the point that I was just making, folks, isn't it interesting that the attorney general and what again guards our liberties, friends, justice, is evading justice. And what they're doing is they're distracting the American people and getting all eyes off of the guilty party concerning those in the halls of government that have forced mandate the vaccines on the American people. Not a one of them has been charged yet, nor has any of the governors or mayors, talking about both issues now. None of the mayors or governors have been charged for treason concerning the illegals that have been allured in, nor the deaths that have been caused by the bioweapons. I didn't mean to intertwine those, folks, but it just kind of fell into that position. Wanted to show you this, too, concerning that. On social media platforms right now, I'm highlighting the fact that, friends,
Over 33 U.S. nurses died. Over 33 U.S. nurses died suddenly. And again, I just want to keep it on the table so you don't forget how the government wants you to forget, okay? We need justice, and we're going to get it one way or another. We'll be right back. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to let you know on Rumble there, again, not whining, just for the record, for our attorneys, friends, you can see that the subscribers have gone up, reached out to Rumble 9 times now, and they have failed to respond to our request asking how it is that we have over 250,000 unique visitors every week on this show, and our subscribers are going up, but yet our numbers keep getting cut in half. Boy, that just doesn't make any sense, does it? No, it makes perfect sense. Absolutely. Why? Because, again, me and Tim, morning show hosts, are covering issues that nobody wants to cover. And it's keeping people on target concerning what's going on. Because, friends, if you remember right, a part of that, you know, that heretical dream that Bradley Dean had, I speak as a man, back in May, right before the pandemic, you know about the waves coming in, the first one's going to come in. It was a little one, and then the second one was bigger. And then I knew when I got up that third one's going to come in, and it's going to destroy everything in its path concerning that tsunami if the American people do not stand up and put a stop to it. Isn't it interesting how the governors across the United States, as well as the WHO, are still now trying to reassail the people with another vaccine, just like I told you it was going to come to pass. And here we are, and I know, Bradley, you're claiming to be this, and you're claiming to be that. I'm not claiming to be anything, friends, except one that's got a trumpet up to my mouth, blowing in the wind what it is that the people need to hear. So when they stand before the Lord on Judgment Day, again, Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10, Revelation 21, verse 8, no one's going to be able to stand there and say they didn't know, because they knew. The fact of the matter is America's in trouble today because they failed to deal with their corrupt politicians. Enough said with that. Enough said with that. But folks, again, it's the easiest answer known to mankind. If you want justice, you need to impeach and you need to prosecute every single one that has been responsible for the deaths of the people that were forced into taking these mRNAs, these bioweapons that have murdered now 30 million people. Again, well, Bradley, let's talk about something else. That's old information. No, it's not. It's happening all day long, friends. I got posted. I just highlighted the fact that we got a lady highlighting the fact that her sisters are dying and 33 U.S. nurses died suddenly, right? Oh, we don't want to hear that, Bradley. That's old news. You're losing credibility. This, that, and the other thing here. How about this one? Does this one work for you? This is brand new. A stroke patient hears doctors discussing the sale of his organs. Folks, this is insanity. But I guess nobody wants to pay attention until it's them laying on the bed so they can understand exactly what's going on here. Got another one for you, too. I know it's a thing of the past. And I'm being facetious, but I'm also backhanding ignorant people. Here's the bottom line, friends. This is brand new as well. And it shows nothing more than a person that died suddenly. And it shows these clots that clogged up the person's arteries and its heart to basically end the man's life. And it's huge. It's ginormous. I guess that's just normal, isn't it, Americans? But again, I'm talking to the people that are okay with four to 5,000 babies that are going to be murdered and dissected in the woman's womb today. And again, they don't understand that it is going to come back upon their own heads. And here we are. It just keeps going on and on and on and on. Do you guys all remember back at the beginning of all of this, I did a video and I showed you how the politicians on hot mic drops and on off cue what they were actually doing and how they were unmasked or how they were on vacation and they were telling everybody at home while they were on vacation that you need to stay home and not endanger the lives of others and get your shot and put your mask on, or they were traveling on Thanksgiving from Colorado to Mississippi to spend Thanksgiving with their family, but they're Facebooking people telling everybody to stay home and not to endanger the lives of others. Oh, and then we caught Whitmer hanging out with their buddies. We caught Newsom hanging out with their buddies. And yet we heard all the judges, the federal judges that were telling us the truth of the matter, that this was all a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. In other words, the said governors didn't have the constitutional authority to tell anybody to do anything concerning vaccines, as they call them. We call them bioweapons, or to wear masks that the manufacturer said didn't work. Do you remember all this? I just want to make sure you do. Because I got a brand new one just came up, and I think you need to see it again. And I'm sure you've seen enough of these videos where the videos are rolling or the cameras are rolling, and all of a sudden they're told on cue all these said world leaders in America. We don't have leaders but one. His name is Jesus Christ. We have a representative limited government in this country. But it's interesting to note that these world leaders were all standing there with masks hanging on their hands, and then all of a sudden they were told, and on cue they all put them on, and then they thought the cameras were going. No, the cameras were already going, and yet here's the sheeple. And that's what's amazing to me. The people just go right along with it, even when they know that they're being lied to. Here, with all due respect, I just want to play the way that I feel. I want to play a little audio here for you, a little video here for you, of how the American people respond to the mainstream media that they say they don't believe in. Here's the American people.
Stalin!
There's a bunch of sheep out in the field.
Stalin! Speak up!
Yeah, there's the American people.
Tell me,
just right on cue, and you know I can just hear somebody saying, "Bradley, what are you going after us for?" Because it's happening. You know, it's amazing how many people come after me for telling people the truth. They'd rather have me lie to them and tell them everything is okay. They'd rather have me preach a false grace and say, no, just put your head back on that false grace concerning the pillow that's put under your head. Just go back to sleep when the Bible tells us to do the opposite, when our forefathers taught us the opposite, what the patriarchs taught us was opposite. But that's what the people want to hear. Let me show you this, because this one's really offensive. But again, this shows you when they are not on cue. In other words, they're not knowing right now that the cameras are rolling. And I'll go ahead and paint the picture for our listeners right now. And by the way, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because they're at it again. They're coming after you again, Americans. Here you go. Check this out. They're all standing there. Nobody's got their masks on. Nobody's got their masks on. Okay, just so you know. That's all they are, is actors, bad actors, friends. Now watch this. And now all of a sudden, they're told to put their masks on, all of these bad actors, these politicians, and now they're all making haste to get their masks on. Okay? And we don't even need to listen to that nonsense. But what's interesting about it, friends, is they're all putting their masks on because now they think the cameras are rolling. Okay? It's amazing. It's amazing. And how many times have the people seen this? How many times have these politicians been exposed for being nothing short of a bunch of bad actors? And yet the people go right along with it. I'm bringing this up right now, friends, because everything's coming full circle again. That third wave is coming in again. They're assailing you again. They're trying to force homeschoolers. They're trying to force kids in public schools. They're forcing adults at the workplace to take these bioweapons. What do you think it's all about? Well, if you don't want to listen to Bill Gates here, I'll tell you what Bill Gates said. He wants to depopulate. And there are so many video reels out there right now telling you that with all these world leaders, they just want to depopulate. They say there's too many people on the planet. I got a good idea, friends. What do you think of this? I say that we take all of these said self-proclaimed world leaders and we round them up. Since there's too many people on the planet, say they, which is nonsense. What we need to do is just take them and then we need to grant them all their wish. So when they say there's too many people and they want to depopulate, we just look at them and say, you first. And we hold them to it. Folks, that's what common sense tells us. As a matter of fact, Deuteronomy 19:19 tells us just that. Now let's go back over to Christine Anderson on corporate and international interest behind global health policy. It has nothing to do with health. It has everything to do with corporate control.
Is about as interested in public health as the arms industry is in world peace. Not at all. It's a huge lobby organization. They're funded by the pharmaceutical companies. And this is an unelected body that billionaires buy their way into, and they then get to decide what is good and what isn't good for you. So why would the governments voluntarily relinquish their governing powers to the WHO? Very simple answer. Because what they figured out during COVID, they could not impose what they really wanted to impose on us without running the risk of not being reelected. So in order to protect the politicians from running the risk of not getting reelected, they need to relinquish the decision-making into an unelected body. And then the politicians, they can then say, we would not have locked you up in your home. We would not have closed the schools. Wow. It was the WHO. We can't do anything about it. That's how this works. The WHO is about as interested in public health as the arms.
Did you get that? I hope you did. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Hi, folks. Margie Bott here. Bradley Dean and this ministry are so amazing, and they follow God's words to a T, which is not an easy find in this country. Bradley shines a light on the darkness of the problems we all face. He speaks truth and gives us constitutional answers. I never miss a show.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. People talking about the issues they're having online again. Talking to my friends on radio outlets today. They are censoring free speech big time. They're cutting the numbers in half. They're cutting people off from joining live streams. And again, Americans, you need to understand that your First Amendment, that's the first thing dictators do. They begin to censor free speech because that is the bulwark of our liberty, said Ben Franklin. And if we don't put a stop to this, friends, you need to understand they're driving the narrative. They're claiming that they have 98% of the narrative. Well, for the 2%, what are they doing? They're just censoring them. And again, we have to put a stop to what's going on here. I wanted to show you something because I forgot his name. And I can see his face. Yeah, there it is. Thank you, Lord. And do you guys remember when I told you about Russell Brandt and all these other scoundrels that are being used? Isn't it interesting that these outlets, they'll pick them up and they'll just give them a free flood for their servers to go to the masses, and then they'll basically censor off other people. And I told you before that they're scoundrels. Matter of fact, there's people now catching on to the fact that they are scoundrels. They're compromised. They're extorted scoundrels concerning your politicians. Not some of them. For the most part, all of them. And I'm talking about those that are just going along. The popular ones. Those are the ones that I'm talking about. But what I want to show you is I told you that they're promoting these kinds of guys. And I want you to see this real quick and what it is. And I'll read it for those that are listening via one of our affiliates across the country. But comedian Russell Brand charged with multiple counts of rape and sexual assault. Isn't it interesting? These are the kind of guys that they put up on their platforms like Rumble. And then they just go ahead and, again, they have, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of followers in a real short amount of time. Isn't it interesting that these are the kind of scoundrels that they put up? And I told you that when Russell Brand got saved, I told you the only reason he did that is because he's been busted for rape and sexual assault. Well, of course, people are saying, Bradley, who are you to judge? Keep it in context. Keep it in context. When Jesus said in Matthew 7, you know, who are you to judge, right? He was giving the analogy of the self-righteous Pharisees who are going out there and telling everybody how to live their lives, but they themselves didn't practice what they preach. He said, therefore, take out the mote that is in your eye before you tell your brother to take the mote out in his. In other words, I'm not guilty of what comedian Russell Brand is being charged with. Okay, so therefore, I am going forward. Isaiah 52:11 tells us the Lord sends his sanctified ones. So in the process, he sends clean vessels to preach out against the sins of the nation. But when Russell Brand got saved, I told you, just like Denzel Washington, just like so many of these others that were busted, T.D. Jakes is another one. He's a sodomite. He's a homosexual. He's busted at the Diddy parties committing compromising acts with men. It's all videotaped. Well, I told you the same thing with Denzel Washington because many of the kids were coming forward and saying Denzel Washington is one that has been named by these kids as an abuser or a pedophile concerning the kids that are being abused and those that he did abuse. Well, Russell Brand was a part of that. Donald Trump was a part of that. These are all names that are going to be redacted, but going back to Russell Brand and to that of Denzel Washington, isn't it interesting? Russell Brand just mysteriously gets saved and he's talking about Jesus right away. And before you know it, the first person he has up on his show is some woman that gives herself over to 1,000 men within one day, setting a world record. Okay, if he's not still dealing with it, then why would you have a whore on your program like that? Why are you giving that whore attention? I'll tell you why, because it's in you. That's why. That's exactly why. And it's one of those, I told you so's. Am I happy about it? Absolutely not. Do I hope that he repents? Absolutely I do. But folks, you need to understand who the media is putting up. They're scoundrels. They're compromised. Again, what I'm showing right now is comedian Russell Brand charged with multiple counts of rape and sexual assault. By the way, when you go back to Denzel Washington, I'll go on to the next point here. Denzel Washington all of a sudden had to make his baptism and his ordination public, which you know that he bought and paid for from start to finish. I told you. At the same time, simultaneously, Russell Brand and he himself, all of a sudden, they just got real Christian-like, right? Yep, because witnesses were coming forward that they were pedophiles in the Diddy case, okay? And of course, this, folks, this has nothing to do with all the politicians that are going ahead and assailing the American people today that are a part of the Diddy parties too, whose names have been redacted, but the American people somehow or another haven't figured that out yet. But you will. You will when your backs are up against the wall and you have no more power in your hand to resist any of this. You'll listen to me then. And isn't it interesting that the Lord is totally faithful? He's a total backwatcher and people don't want to listen to it until it happens to them. And why that has to happen, I have no idea. That's not prudence, friends. That's ignorance. Prudence is wisdom in the way of caution. Okay, you learn from other people's mistakes. You look at other countries that have allowed the things that you're allowing today. How has it ended for them? Like the Republic of Machiavelli. What happened to them? Because the people let the politicians do whatever they wanted to do. They did just that. And guess what? The very hole that the politicians were creating, the whole country fell into it. And they what? They self-destroyed. And that is exactly what Numbers 32:23 tells us. Your sin will find you out. Anybody ever wonder what that's all about in Numbers 32, by the way? Do you remember in Numbers 32, there was a couple guys, Reuben? Do you remember those couple guys that came forward, friends, and they walked over to Moses and they said, Lord, to Moses, hey, Moses, you know, if we found grace in your eyes, can we just go ahead and, you know, not go over on the other side and dispossess the enemy? In other words, we don't want to go to war. Can we just stay here with our families and take the inheritance that so many fought, bled, and died to give us? And what did Moses say to him? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Why? Because that's false grace. You want to live in freedom at the expense of someone else's sacrifice? Moses said, nope, that isn't going to fly. But if you do what the Lord has commanded you to do, you'll be blessed in that. And now it's time for you to stand up and fight. And what did they do at the end of the day? They did just that. So they understood real grace and the empowerment of it and why it was given, right? The unmerited favor that the Lord bestowed upon them. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we all understand that. But when you look at 32:23, it says that your sin will find you out if you do nothing about it. And I'll tell you what, our unrepentant man stands up against, folks, that which put Christ on the cross. When our obedience is fulfilled, we take vengeance on all disobedience, the New Testament tells us. That's right. And if you look at 2 Corinthians 10, 7, 10, and 11, you'll understand perfectly the fruits of repentance in it. What? It gets on the offensive. It gets in righteousness and holiness, and it's empowered by the Holy Spirit to go ahead and do what? Get on the offensive rather than the defensive, because those people understand that the church is called to be on the offensive and not on the defensive. Why? Because the gates of hell shall not prevent or prevail against the church. Read Numbers 32:23 when you get a moment. It's a fantastic chapter, and you'll understand, again, perfectly as to what I'm talking about. Wanted to show you something that the White House just put out. And again, now, before I show this to you, and again, those that are listening, what I'm going to show you right now are a bunch of violent illegals that have been treasonously allured and enticed into America, okay? I want you to pay attention to the fact, and I'm painting this picture for the listeners as well. I want you to listen carefully as to what I'm going to tell you. It's all pictures of violent criminals, like, for example, those that are guilty of rape, those that are guilty of sexual assault, those that are guilty of lewd acts, a distribution of fentanyl, and the list goes on, those that are guilty of murder, those that are guilty of child trafficking. Oh, and the list goes on and on and on and on. This is all right up in the front of the White House, okay? And somebody said, you know, this is just brilliant that they did this. You know what they don't have? They don't have the pictures of all the governors. They don't have the pictures of all the mayors that allured them in, that enticed them to come in here and commit crimes against the innocent in the first place. Doesn't anybody read the Word of God? Doesn't anybody understand, again, that we're supposed to lay the axe to the root of the tree? And yet the American people are caught up under the branches and through the distractions and the smoke and mirrors delivered unto them by the clowns in the circus of politics, because that's exactly what's going on. This would have never happened in the first place, folks, concerning the highlighting of all these criminals that have committed crimes against innocent Americans, that which, in fact, according to 8 U.S. 1324 federal law, the politicians, the governors and the mayors and the said president, treasonous Joe, that allured them into America in the first place. Did you know that according to federal law that they are responsible for every crime committed by one of the illegals that they pulled into this country? In other words, it has to be taken to them personally, doesn't it, friends? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But again, let me go ahead and show this to you. Somehow they think that this is just genius. This is supposedly right in front of the people's White House. All eyes on the illegals. Again, yes, This is proper, but what about the politicians that allured them in the first place? Nobody's thinking about that, but Scripture tells us, again, to go to lay the axe to the root of the tree and the responsible party. This is the fruits of your politicians. This is the fruit of your said governors and your mayors across the country. And not did it, and folks, let me say this. It didn't stop there. It's not stopping there. These same governors are going headlong into saying that we will not aid those that are removing these illegals from this country. They're the same ones that are responsible for all of these crimes. But again, the American people are so easily led, like the sheep that I played earlier. The American people are so easily distracted by the clowns that have been put up to entertain them out of their God-given rights. It's amazing. I'm going to highlight this. I'm going to show you, too, what's going on in other countries right now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty. Just a quick heads up. Not only will we be doing events in Pensacola, Florida, but we will also be doing the Sons of Liberty Conference with Alex Newman and other guest speakers to be announced. This will take place at Grace Community Church, 1060 West Granada Boulevard, Ormond Beach, Florida, just outside of Daytona, April 22nd, 2025 at 6 to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. Final segment. By the way, I wanted to give a heads up to our friends. I wanted to give a heads up to our friends over in Colorado, Johnstown, Colorado, KHNC 1360. Just got the heads up that we're going to be doing an event in your backyard on June 28th. Last time we did one, folks, it was packed out, and I was totally appreciative of that. But we just wanted to let you know that we're coming back, and we're totally looking forward to it again. June 28th, that one's up and coming. We got one coming up May 31st. We've got one coming up on July 1st. We got the Minnesota State Fair coming up. We're just out there being spent for the cause and the purpose, friends, in seeking and saving that which is lost. That's what we're called to do. We're also waking people up. Folks, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that you have to do today to get in trouble is tell the truth. And that is the truth of the matter. The enemy does that. How about the righteous do it? Because they don't have the law on their side. You do. The reason we do what we do, by the way, is because I don't want to see the Book of Lamentations come to pass in this country. And if you've ever taken the time to see Jeremiah throughout the Book of Jeremiah, who is warned the people for 70 years, they failed to listen to him. He was appointed to go to the church, and he was appointed to go to the king's gate during that particular time and to tell them to repent or else. And they didn't want to listen. And then when things started to come to pass, guess what? The corrupt king and the corrupt priests, if they weren't warned against Jeremiah, when they started to see the words come to pass, then they started to seek out Jeremiah saying, what is the Lord saying? And Jeremiah would turn around and say, in essence, the same thing that he said the first time. Now you're beginning to partake of what we tried to warn you from, but you didn't want to listen. So now we're here. Okay. And then what happens? Judgment gets heavier, right? And that's where America's at, Leviticus 26. There's no getting around it. But I wanted you to see this real quick, and I'll, again, read this out loud. An Auschwitz survivor, Renee Firestone, she was an Hungarian individual. She said, people wonder how it is that we didn't do something. In other words, how was it that they had the power to disarm you and then to throw you behind barbed wire fences and then to genocide you? Okay? She was one of them people, right? She said, people wonder how it is that we didn't do something. She said, we didn't run away. We didn't hide, she said. Well, things didn't happen all at once. That's what the Bible talks about during a siege under judgment. That means slow takeover. That means incrementally, right? Things happened very slowly, she said. And this is what I want you to listen to. This is key, friends. She said, each time a new law came out or a restriction against the people, she said, well, just another thing, it'll blow over. Did it blow over? Nope. Is it blowing over in America? Nope. And the great wonder is 345 million people, allowing less than 1.7% of the population to commit the crimes that they're committing against you today. And what's terrible about it is they're getting away with it, friends. They're getting away with it. Here, let me show you this because we're talking about how everything is coming full circle. It is. Numbers 32:23. You're reaping what you sow. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. All eyes on the illegal, as I just highlighted. Media diverts attention from treasonous governors and mayors who are responsible for alluring them in. There must be justice upon the heads of them. How come we're not hearing a word from this appointed attorney general, Mrs. Anti-Second Amendmenter? How is it that she's got all eyes off of the governors and the mayors who are reassailing the American people today by saying, we are not going to help ICE. We are not going to aid the police by removing these illegals. Oh, no, friends. Remember, they were the ones that allured them in. They're protecting their friends by withholding justice. They're not teaching them the fear of God and deterring tyrants to go ahead and stop their criminal activities. No, they're not doing none of that. It's all eyes on the illegals, as I said. I want to show you what's happening in other countries. Because, again, it's important that you see what's happening. And I just want to go ahead and play this out for you. This is a local father who was killed by an illegal in the United States of America while you're being distracted from the responsible party as whole. And again, I'm talking about the governors and mayors who allured them in. And I want you to see this, folks, because the only people that are really suffering the abuse or murder itself are you. It's you, the American people, that are being assailed. This is a local father who's killed by someone, an illegal that's
just been murdered. And it's just been a very difficult time.
Her dad, I'm sorry.
Trying to understand how
stealing a catalytic converter, the illegal, murdered her father. He murdered the father because when he came out to stop him from stealing his catalytic converter, the illegal murdered him. Remember what I said during the last break, friends, of the last segment? Remember I told you that the illegal, when they commit a crime, the one, in other words, like if I'm in California and a crime is committed by an illegal against me or an American or one in that state, Governor Newsom is responsible for the crime committed by the illegal. It's not just impeach them and prosecute them. They're personally to be held responsible for the crime. And you also know, just like I highlighted last week when we were talking to Eric Lucero, Senator Eric Lucero, that when a governor or a mayor commits the act of treason, it's punishable by death. You do know that, right? See, that applies to us. That applies to them, too. And what's crazy about it is the people have more strength to enforce the law, because again, they are the government, than to sit back and tolerate these abuses. I want to show you what's happening in Paris right now, because what is happening in fact, friends, is hundreds of thousands of people in France, after the abuse, after they suffered the abuse for a decade in their respective countries, and the abuse of the illegals that have come in, not asking for help, but who were mercenaries to overthrow and conquer their countries, they are now, after the fact, standing up against the crimes of the illegals. Now, again, they're going to have to hold their said prime ministers or their presidents or whatever the case might be in their prospective countries accountable for the crime. Because if you go ahead and circumvent the responsible party, you're only adding strength to the next tyrant that takes office. Check this out, folks. They're roaring in Paris, Macron out, the said president. I don't know if you're aware of this, neither, friends. Did you know that Macron, president, he's a sodomite, and you're seeing this across the country. This is what Adolf Hitler did. He appointed sodomites, masculine sodomites. But there's video of Macron, President Macron there in the 90s, is outside of anything that's normal on video than you've ever seen in all your life, acting like a woman. There's a lot of information going on right now, and some might look to Tucker Carlson to be a credited source. In some cases, he is. But he's also the one that has come out now and said that Macron married a transvestite. And there's a lot of information out there, so it shouldn't surprise anybody seeing what's going on with old Mikey over here and Barack Obama. And I didn't say that. Barack Obama called Michelle Michael three times. And then when they leave office, isn't it interesting? Michelle, as she wants to be called, comes out and writes a book called Coming Out. I think they sold three books in a country of 345 million people. But again, the American people took the bait, drank the Kool-Aid, and believed whatever the media said when they said, oh, look at the people. They just love Barack. You're sadly mistaken. But again, look what's happening. In France, hundreds of thousands of people are rising up and saying that Macron must go. I said this last week before we left to do the events in Florida. To ask a criminal to resign from committing crime, isn't that the same thing equating it to a politician? Because he doesn't have a right to violate God's law. As Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And yet they do it. Okay, so when a politician commits a crime, he's just got to go? He's just got to resign? It was something that I was talking about with Eric Lucero the other day. What? Hey, folks, they don't have time in a two-year tenure or a four-year tenure to go ahead and do whatever they want to do until their tenure's up and then they got to leave. No. That's why, again, our forefathers gave us what? They gave us provision in the Constitution to hold them accountable. I mean, he's got to go. It's the same thing with Trudeau in Canada. Look at the crimes that sodomite has committed against his own people. And the people are content to just say he's got to go or he's got to resign. Really? Well, then you know what? You better empty all the prisons out in the United States or in Canada for that matter and say, you know what? You guys just need to quit doing what you're doing and resign. No, folks, that's all created on what? That's all created on a slave labor system. I wanted to show you this one as well. I'm just going to show some more videos on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to go for a couple more minutes so you guys can all see what's happening in Dublin as well. Countries are standing up all over the world, friends. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and finish this off. I want you to see this as well. This is Dublin, and I'll go ahead and play this. This is Ireland. Brand new video. The people, hundreds of thousands of people. You're not going to hear this on the mainstream media, friends. But I'll tell you what, the sad part about all of this is the people didn't rise up until after the fact. I also want to give you a strong warning here, because you do need to understand that much, and I've said this since day one, they're doing their best to create domestic insurrection. The politicians working hand in glove with the mainstream media, the Mockingbird media, they're doing their best to create domestic insurrection. They want the problem, because once they create the problem, they're waiting for the people at large to stand up and cry out to the government for more control over the crimes that they don't know the ones that they're calling out to are responsible for creating. Americans, you got to do a little homework, because tyrants, there's nothing new in their playbooks at all. So what I'm saying here is, come back to America for a moment. You have to be very careful with what's going on concerning this ICE and these FBI agents going into homes and breaking into homes without the consent of the people. Nope. Nope. They don't have the authority to do it. But guess what? They're creating the authority out of what? The illusion of going after the illegals to violate who? Their political opposition. What am I talking about? Look what's happening in Canada right now. I think it's a good thing that the people in Canada are starting to stand up and demand the removal of that sodomite that's over there. But the fact of the matter is, friends, is it's also at the same time, guess what's being unleashed on the people of Canada? This is the Canadian military in downtown Montreal. Okay, is that to keep order or to create order out of chaos? Okay, so again, people, we have to pay attention to what's going on here, and you better thank God that you have the Second Amendment, because that is a mercy of God, and for the very purpose of defending yourself against the onslaught of what's taking place worldwide. Notice all of that which is going on has happened simultaneously. Notice who the last to stand is. It's America. I want you to understand the power belongs to the people, and the bad guys know it. They're afraid that you're going to figure that out, okay? You need to shut the mainstream media news off. It's propaganda, Micah 6:16. You need to get educated and understand how it is that we are to deal with corruption. The same way that they deal with us, friends, those that are guilty of the crime, is the same way they need to be dealt with. Folks, it's two-edged, period. The law applies to them as well. They are not exempt from the law, and we need to remind them of that. I said it during both events that I did, both in Ormond and in Pensacola. Who's attacking you more than your said representatives, friends? Nobody is. Who's attacking you more than your said representatives? If you can honestly answer that, you're going to understand where the problem lies. It's within, not without. Folks, love you by what we do. Do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the store. Please check out the store. We have books over there written for you per your request. And in saying all that, when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can find all that which is over there. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store. Once you go over to the store, you can just go ahead and scroll up and see all that is available to you. Also wanted to let you know that your orders will go out first thing tomorrow morning. You will have them within 3 to 5 days, say at the USPS, and or we say 2 to 3 from personal experience. But your orders will go out tomorrow morning, and you will have your orders at your home within 3 to 5 days, as promised by the USPS. Okay? Love you by what we do. Also consider becoming a son or a daughter of liberty by keeping us out there, because without you, friends, we cannot do these events across the country. And I got some good news for you concerning the last, not the last event alone, but the one before that. It's fantastic how the Lord works, folks. And I'll give you an update on that as the days roll out as well. Love you by what we do. Glad to be back in the saddle, folks. It's time to get our swords out, spiritual swords out, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, the Lord says. And that's exactly what we need to do, is we need to put our armor on, understand that the Lord's behind us, the laws in this country is behind us, and we need to begin to offensively take down the corruption that's taking place in this country, friends. Again, because they're not done. They're not recanting. They're not retreating, friends. They're not capitulating. They're assailing you. They're assailing you, Americans. And if you just open your eyes to see what's going on through all of this distraction, you better understand the underlying tone here is they're coming after you again. One way or another, they're trying to restrict and to remove your God-given rights. And will we be a part of that? Absolutely not. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See you.